Now let me introduce you to this idea of frame wars. If frames control meanings, then people walk around with this idea of what the world is supposed to mean to them, like a little bubble of reality that's around them. Whenever two or more people meet, their realities begin to clash. They have a frame war to find out whose reality will dominate, what will we actually believe as a group of people. So one of those frames of reference has to give way to the other. In practice, one will influence the other to some greater degree or lesser degree, but one of them will always win out to a greater extent to another one. So this is called a frame war because when two people meet, you can almost see this. It's like a territorial tussle going on about how will we look at the world, what's going to be true between us, what's going to happen. If you take the example of a salesman coming in to meet a new client, the client might roll his eyes up and go, oh no, here we go again. Yet another salesman to tell me what I have to buy and what I can't buy. Now the salesman has an uphill struggle at that point because the client or the potential client has put a whole new frame around the interaction. Now if a salesman is good, he might change the frame and say, today is your luckiest day because some wonderful things are going to happen. So there are two competing frames. Oh no, not another salesman, someone who's going to try and tell me what to do with my money. And the frame of, this is an exciting day, here's a great opportunity. If the client's frame wins, he won't be a client. He'll get annoyed, he'll take everything the salesman says as being some kind of snake oil salesman or untrustworthy, and he'll refuse to buy. If the salesman frame wins, the chances are the customer will be enthused enough to want to buy something. So then the question is, how do you actually begin to change frames? And we're going to have a look at that in just one moment. Now from that example alone, you can already see how when people try and resist you in some way or fight back at you in some way, resistance in this respect is a sign that someone has lost a frame war, and the frame that's won out is not a beneficial one to either party. So one of the reasons why you want to win this frame war is because that way you can lead the interaction, which is to a place which is useful for everyone concerned. If you don't do that, you simply take the risk that at the whim of the potential client or the person that you're talking to, if they've had a bad day, for example, that whim alone will color the whole interaction in a negative way and nothing useful gets achieved. So your job as a conversational hypnotist is to recognize the frames, find out when someone is testing the frame that you're trying to present, and learn how to establish your frame so that you can create a genuine win-win for everyone. Now I want to emphasize something, and that is that people will test your frames whether they do it consciously or unconsciously. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen probably more than once. Typically what will happen is when you first meet someone, there'll be a lot of testing of each other's frames just to find out who's being genuine, how we're going to look at the world, what yardstick will be used to judge this interaction by. Then, when one frame has won out, there tends to be a more easing off of the interaction. Everything goes more smoothly for a while because everyone knows what's going on. For the most part, the frames will then stay relatively static until new elements are introduced. Either a new person comes in, there's a new experience that hits a particular threshold, or you do something out of character which begins to put everything else you've done into question. Now in the next track, we're going to look at the tactics for winning this frame war, because when you do that, you'll have the power to lead any interaction into any direction that you want to.